Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. To the weekly conversation. I'm the man with the mic, Kyle. Welcome to a wonderful conversation this week. This week on the conversation, we're going to get back into the cannabis laws, what were passed, what didn't, what are still holding out, much, much more with that. Also, Trump wins the election. And when my dad was 19, he was in Vietnam. When his generation before that was 19, they were storming D-Day. What are they doing now? They're handing out cupcakes and lollipops to console these college kids who are so distraught because Hillary lost. Grow up. You're 19. Get out of your effing safe space and grow up. Also, well, why aren't they giving Donald Trump a chance? Who built the towers? And who built Trump Towers? Who built a lot of the things that Donald Trump has? He didn't do it. He found the best people to do it. I'll get into that and much, much more. And also, losing friends because of politics. I'll also talk about that and the English Premier League. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of. Peter 2, verse 15 through 16. It is God's will that your honorable lives should silence those ignorant people who make foolish accusations against you, for you are free. Yet you are God's slaves. So don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil. Think about that as you're going through your day, till you go to bed. What an amazing program. As you know, the politics, you know, like election especially is my Super Bowl. And I was up till about 2 a.m. I fell asleep for like 10 minutes. And then I woke up and they said, Pennsylvania, they're calling for Trump. He's the new president. And I'm on cloud nine. Because I believed once he got the nomination, he would be hard to beat. And think about this. He won the nomination. He became president of the United States by doing this. Remember that movie, I think I talked about this on Tuesday, Cool Runnings, you know, where the coach comes in there and he goes, Kurt, I need to talk to you. Excuse me. I want to know why my team's disqualified. Because your team did not compete in an international race. In an Olympic year, qualifying counts in an international race. This year, the Olympic Committee decided to change its rules. Yeah, I see. Four guys in a bobsled make you blush from Jamaica. Every single one of these guys, my guys on this bobsled team, did everything you ask of them. And they did it with all you laughing at them, making fun of them. Donald Trump became president with Fox News trying to derail him, MSNBC trying to derail him, CNBC, Headline News, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, every outlet, even the Republicans didn't give him campaign money, didn't help him, weren't on his side, and he still won. Because it is not we, the media, or we, the government, or we, the president. It is we, the people. And we, the people, have spoken. There is a post where there's actually people trying to take money and they will pay you part-time, full-time to protest Donald Trump and his policies. Excuse me. We gave Barack Obama a chance. When Barack Obama was elected president, were we out there marching and protesting? No, we gave him a chance, but it wouldn't matter because George W. Bush could have taken Al Gore's plan that he had, his economic plan, was going to eliminate the deficit. This is what's funny, because I have a lot of liberal friends that believe that when George Bush took office, we had a surplus of money, and he spent it all. And Barack Obama had to spend his whole 8 years trying to get us out of debt and all this stuff, and save the nation from everything that was wrong because it was George Bush. And that's basically how a lot of liberals felt. You know, none of the problems in this country stem from what Ronald Reagan did or Jimmy Carter did or anybody, Lyndon B. Johnson, anybody, you know, Bill Clinton, nothing, everything in this country stemmed from George Bush.
But one thing is, if Clinton would have won, you wouldn't have had Facebook posts of everybody being a maniac. Excuse my friend.
If you had, if Al Gore's plan would seriously eliminate the deficit, why didn't Bush use it and then say, hey, I'm going to use Al Gore's, I'm going to use Al Gore's economic plan. And if it fails, hey, I used his plan. He said it would eliminate the deficit, and if it didn't work, they would still blame him. They would say, well, he altered it somehow, and because he altered it, that's why it didn't work. See, if he would have done it exactly the way... So that's the problem we have. I'm not going to pose a question to my viewers out there, whether you're independent, libertarian, conservative, liberal, whatever. What could Donald Trump do for you to say, I'm sorry, you're right. Donald Trump did make America better. He did turn this country around. Look at Detroit now. These factories that were once empty, they're rebuilding them, and they're bringing jobs back, and they're taking this plant, and they're building it up, and they're building parts there. What would it take for you to say, hey, Donald Trump was right. He... Well, that's my point. That's exactly my point. It won't happen. It doesn't matter. All they care about is the R or the D. If it's a D in front of their name stating they're a Democrat, they will get their butt kissed. They will everything. If it's an R in front of their name, no matter what it is, they won't have anything nice to say about no matter what you've done, good or bad. And my proof is when MSNBC a couple years ago said, well, if Sarah Palin was a liberal, we'd be kissing her ass. We'd be praising her. We'd be thinking she was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Wait a minute. You heard what I just said. They didn't say if she changed her stance. Just if she was a liberal. Well, then Joy from The View basically said, I'd vote for a rapist if he was a liberal. So you really do not care.
You saw the fit they threw.
Oh, I know.
Yesterday.
This is my point, though. We need to get all these mega ultra Donald Trump Tea Party conservatives that want limited government and put them all in and have them run as Democrats. Then all these 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds will praise these people. And guess what? We'll get people that want to make this country the way it was founded. It's funny. Because the whole time during the election, they would go out there and they'd say, well, who do you think said this? Who do you think said that? And they'd go to Hillary Clinton supporters or Bernie Sanders supporters. Well, I support that 100%. And that had to have been like Hillary Clinton. And after they asked him like six questions, that had to have been Hillary Clinton. Yeah. Or no, that was Donald Trump. What? Or they would do the exact opposite where they'd say, you know, they would say a quote, oh, I don't agree with that at all. I couldn't vote for a person that said that. And then they were shocked to learn it was Hillary Clinton that said it. That would have to be, I would say George Bush, but since he's not in politics really anymore, it has to be Trump. Nope. That was Hillary Clinton. Oh, she said that? It's ridiculous. I don't even want to tell you what my mom and dad would do to me if I walked out of school. But that's, I recommend my viewers to the conversation, and my wife's seen it. Go watch, it's on YouTube, it should still be. Watch Not for the Easily Offended by Carlos Mencia. And you'll see America today versus America then. Because America today, if a kid, when I was a kid, we'll go back. When I was a kid, if the bus driver dropped me off a mile from home, my mom would come and go, "What in the hell did you do? Why did that effing bus driver have to drop you off a mile from the house? What did he do? I'm going to call the school and you better tell me right now, because I'm going to take a baseball bat to your butt." Now, kids, well, like a wooden spoon. Now, if a kid gets dropped off a mile from home, they're calling the school wanting to know what the bus driver did. Why did the bus, you know, we're getting an attorney, we're suing. Why, in the, you know, what did you do that to my son? It's a different world we live in. Now, the parents are probably like, "All right, son, we support you 100%. Go walk out. We support you, son. Way to go." Like a kid that's in high school who probably couldn't vote. There's probably only, I think it was my senior year, and only because I should have already graduated, because I got held back like in second grade. That's the only reason why I was able to vote in high school. And it was my senior year. And you're going to have all these people walk out and protest because Trump got elected, not Hillary Clinton. They can't vote. They probably don't know anything about anything. I don't get it. I don't get it. Because when Obama became president, we didn't walk out. We didn't protest. We didn't do anything. Okay, he's our president. We're going to give him a chance. Albeit, I don't think it's going to be a good thing. But we're going to give him a chance.
And it wasn't a good thing.
And it wasn't. But I was reading an article today that said, I think it was from the Washington Post, that basically said, I forget where it was, that said that if Trump does what he is going to do, Obama will have no legacy. Because one of his biggest accomplishments was Obamacare. This tax that is crippling America and businesses. And even liberal media has said that it has to be overhauled massively to stay afloat, to work. Liberals have said that. Well, as you know, as a listener to the conversation, the only reason it was passed was it was a way to get a single-payer healthcare system through. And even Hillary Clinton said that was the goal. That was the goal. But since it was an email, it has to be a forgery, it has to be a lie, even though that same group of emails and the same people got people fired, got the chairman of the DNC fired, it got a lady from CNN fired who was giving Hillary Clinton questions for the town halls and questions to the debates ahead of time. She had everybody on her side and she still lost. It's pathetic.
And
I throw darts every Wednesday night. And like Rex said, and I said the same thing, the biggest mistake Hillary made was not having Bernie Sanders. If he would have had Bernie Sanders, if she would have had Bernie Sanders, Trump wouldn't have won. Because all these people that were pissed off that Hillary paid off, you guessed it, Bernie Sanders, so she could have the nomination, you know, because that's what she did. She basically, the DNC helped her get the primaries and get the nomination. And then when Bernie Sanders is about to be teed off, "Here's $600,000, shut up." And he took the money. Okay, that's what happened. If she would have taken him, all these people that said that weren't going to vote for Hillary no matter what, they would have went for it. Because, well, at least, hey, maybe she stole the presidency from him, but guess what? He's the VP. But I think I figured out why these people are teed off. I've figured it out. What did Hillary Clinton say she was going to do? She was going to utilize Bernie Sanders' educational plan to where it was going to be free education for everybody. There's nothing free in this nation, folks. But that's what, and I think all these kids are like, I was going to have free education. I was not going to have to pay for college or nothing with that. You're going to actually have to earn your education. You're going to have to pay for it. Where I work, we have people that were alive when they could work a summer job and save up enough money to pay for a semester of Purdue University. Gee. Someone posted on Facebook that, oh, great, now I guess the United States wants to go back to 1950. I'm like, yes, sir. I don't know what this refers to, but I want to go back to 1950. That's a time when one income could provide for a whole family. And of course, you know what? I'm against women working. No, I could stay at home and clean the house and cook and do everything. And my wife could be the one that went to work. But what happens, happens. Wow. But I mean, there's a website and they have a lot on YouTube. It's called Rooftop Comedy, and you can pay. And every night they film different comedians live all over the U.S. and you can watch stuff. And I was having Rooftop Comedy all week, seeing all these people like Chris Matthews meltdown and it's just Rachel Maddow. And, you know, like, I actually agreed with something that Ellen DeGeneres did a thing, and she goes, folks, it doesn't matter what side you're on, whether you're Republican or Democrat, I guarantee you, you're probably going to wake up one night after falling asleep during Netflix, not realizing whose couch you're on, what season it is, what episode it is. You know, we got to come together. And she went through all these things that no matter who you are, this is what happens. You know, you get into the shower, and by the time you're soaking wet, you realize you don't have a towel, and you'd have to go all the way to the door to grab the towel, and then you're going to get the floor wet and everything. And it was funny because it wasn't really political, but it was great. Wow. I know. I guess last night, well, like election night, Hillary Clinton was basically, when they had Petraeus come out and say, okay, guess what, folks? Go home. We'll start fighting in the morning, yada, yada, yada. I thought Fox News was going to say, folks, we basically got word that Pennsylvania, none of these states are going to have any, you know, we're not going to have any results till the morning. So, you know, thank you for sticking around. Until we're gonna start up at 7 o'clock with election coverage again. That by 8 o'clock we should know if Pennsylvania knows anything or whatever. And that's what I thought was gonna happen. You know, being the political guru I am, I thought that was gonna happen. And guess what? Like 25 minutes later, they call Pennsylvania, and wow, the rest is history. But I guess Hillary Clinton was crying uncontrollably and blaming Comey and having a meltdown because she wasn't prepared to lose. I don't get it.
Do you think if the FBI hadn't reopened the investigation, Trump would have still won?
If the FBI didn't open the investigation, would she have still won? I believe not. Most of the people I knew already made up their mind as soon as they knew who was elected. As soon as they knew it was Trump and Hillary, they pretty much made up their mind. Unless something major happened, like the FBI actually indicted Clinton and she was going to prison and they had to vote for someone else. Most of the people I knew already made up their mind. Not saying everybody had, but I'd say about 70%. And that's just one of those things. You know, I mean, what was the biggest state Gary Johnson got was like 3%. He wasn't even a factor. So I think if he would have gotten, if he wouldn't have been in the race, Trump would have won by even more, I think. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. It's nuts. I don't get it though. This is just funny. It's just really funny. Yep. Oh yeah. He didn't even do it. I mean, I guess when they met at the White House, like Donald Trump took something, Barack Obama took something from him and Donald Trump's wife, because I guess like when Bush went in, you know, him with yeah. Well, that's like when Bush was there, Bush and Obama and stuff, they get their photo taken together. Obama didn't do that. He canceled all that. No, he's not. But do you see us protesting the fact he got elected? No. Sorry, folks. We didn't do that. We're better than that. We're better than that. That's what's, I just don't get this world where people had their, well, probably because if they watched the liberal media at all, the state-run media, all they heard was, Trump is down. Trump can't win. Trump can't do this. Trump's not even polling. You know, Gary Johnson's going to go higher than Trump. I mean, that's what's wrong with this nation. See, I do my due diligence and look at what I think is going to be reality, not what the state media and the government-run media spin is. And I never thought in my lifetime would I be calling the networks state-run or government media, but it is. It's not U.S. Channel 1 or U.S. Channel 2, but CNN is basically being paid by the Obama administration, and they're being told what to say. Where have you ever heard of a nation where you have people like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton that will only ask questions that are pre-approved? I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. How can that be acceptable? How can you call yourself a journalist if you can't ask Hillary Clinton a question without it having to be pre-approved? It goes back to the simple fact that if they have a D in front of their name, they'll vote for them, they'll love them, they'll kiss their ass no matter what happens, no matter who they are. I wonder if, no. I wonder if Jerry Sandusky or if Jared from Subway, if they were running for an office and they had a D in front of their name, I wonder if liberals would vote for them, even though they're child molesters. They probably would. And there might be a couple out there that say, you know, this is disgraceful. They need to, you know. But for the most part, they probably would. Joy Bayer would, because she'd consider him a rapist. And she would vote for him if they're a liberal. We need to get past this DNR. Gary Johnson was the second party candidate, not the third party. There is no real difference between liberals and Republicans in today's world. Because if one of the parties was so great, then they would be voted in year after year after year after year because they'd be doing great things. They'd be having jobs. One person could work and make enough money to afford for a whole family, and another person could work if they wanted to. They didn't have to. They could get a part-time job and take care of the house. Guess what? I'm going to work at Party City 20 hours a week and just relax. My husband makes enough money to pay for everything. Mine's just some extra spending cash so we can do a little bit. Nope. Now you got to work 15 jobs just to and have no time off, no sleep, nothing, just to be broke. But that's the problem. Oh, no one cares. All they look at is the D or the R. Well, if you looked at who they are as a person, and you would go, wait a minute, John McCain's a progressive. Lindsey Graham is a progressive. Mitch McConnell is a progressive. They have an R in their name. If you need to look at the people for who they are, not for what the D or the R is. Because this is a long time ago, but when Glenn Beck went to a like a media thing, he called out, he went to a CPAC meeting where it's like a conservative conference. He called out, you know, Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and all these people in the Republican Party as progressives, and they tore him up. But he's not lying. It's the truth. Who cares what they have in front of their name? If they're a progressive, they're a progressive. If they're a liberal, they're a liberal. Just because they're in the Democratic Party doesn't mean they're a liberal. Going off of what I've seen now, we need to take people like Donald Trump and keep everything he wants to do, but put him in the Democratic Party. That way, when all these people that just vote because it's a D and they get elected, guess what happens? Oh, gee, we got a guy that wants to get rid of the regulations. Sorry, millennials. Too sad, so sad. You're going to have to pay for your education like I had to. You're going to have to earn what you have. Why don't people want to do that anymore? Like that lady at the bank, like the guy at the bank that told my sister, oh, we got Obamacare. It's free. Oh, this is great. Free health care. And she goes, what do you mean free? Who do you think's paying for all this? Well, we are. Because we're trying to figure out how we're going to pay for it or have a fine. That's what I don't get. Why don't people want to earn what they have? Why don't they want to sit there and pull out a guitar or a drum that they've built or bought? Like I made a Gibson, which is a Les Paul style guitar that you buy a kit for $140 and it's shipped here. And I just got to get it set up because when I adjust the truss rod, it doesn't help it. So I'm assuming the frets are not level and I need to have someone that knows what they're doing. But I screw around on it and play once in a while on it. And it's amazing because it's something I made. I put together. I didn't like cut the wood out. You know, I take the body and I painted it and stained it and I put the fretboard on it and soldered the electronics in and everything. Now, some of those are really cool because some you can get that are like Fender style where everything's already, because of the way the pickups and stuff are, everything's already wired. And all you do is you put in this and you nail it down and all that stuff with screws. And, you know, so there's all different kinds. So if it's a guitar that's made, you can get one of those kits from like a PRS or whatever, you know, to a Fender, to a Gibson style, to a Gem style guitar kit. But it's something when I play it, I made it. I just got to save up some money sometime and have someone that knows what they're doing actually, you know, adjust the frets and or tell me what's wrong with it. Because I've done everything I know how to do. Because, I mean, if it was a drum, I could fix it. But I'm newer to the guitar, so when it comes to actually setting it up and, you know, adjusting the fret heights and all that stuff, I don't know. That's something way beyond my expertise. But it's something I made, something I built, and I paid for it. Now it's like, okay, I want, gimme, gimme. You know what's going to happen with all this people wanting free stuff? I'll tell you what's going to happen. It's like at work. Since they didn't pay for it, they don't care about it. So they just trash it. They don't take care of it. Whoops, I dropped the blender again. Well, that's $100 for that blender part. That Vitamix is like $500. It's commercial grade. Those the pitcher, the beer cooler, the pitcher with the fan on the bottom to cool down your beer. Yeah, that's a $100 pitcher. Yeah, this is the smart model. It doesn't have a liquefy setting. Because if you use it too long, it freezes the beer, so the liquefy settings to melt your beer. I hope some people got that joke, the Mr. Obvious beer cooler joke with the fan in the bottom. But it's expensive. And no one takes care of it because they don't have to pay for it. If they had to pay for it, they would take a lot more care of this. Well, actually, they do pay for it because their taxes do go to help put buildings in and stuff. And when they burn them and trash them and loot them, there you go. Now I want to move on a little bit to the marijuana cannabis laws that were on the board. Well, from what we know right now and what I can find, Massachusetts is a yes for legalizing it 100%. Florida legalized it medically. North Dakota actually is their law passed to expand the medical marijuana. It's going to be even more accessible. There's going to have more things because a lot of the things like in the Pennsylvania law, you can't smoke it. All they're going to do is they're going to have like extracts you can buy, like oils and tenures and stuff like that, and like massaging creams. If you smoke it, you're still going to jail. It's still illegal to smoke. Okay. And they're trying to expand the North Dakota laws because some, I think it is North Dakota. And one of those, you have to use every single solitary prescription. And then when every prescription you can show does not work, then you're good to go and you can use it. So like if you have pain and you can take Lortab, there you go. And it's a pain in the butt. Okay, well, I'm sure we got 472,642 prescriptions to go before you can try. You know, there's like a couple people that actually, he goes, I had tried. And basically what they did was say, if you can't take this, these seven meds are out. If you can't take this, this is basically the same. And that's what they did. And he tried it. But Arizona failed. And I'll tell you why they failed. It's very simple. When you have Governor Doug Ducey spending millions of dollars to fight the law and actually is, you know, they've actually, they're one of the states that's gone after Colorado because it's legal. Oh, I know. And that's the problem. Because, you know, and they're like, you know, in Arizona is very anti it because of the governor. And when he's spending tons of money and getting all this support against it, it's going to be hard to pass. And also, Colorado's like, stop this anti-cannabis rhetoric. We don't want to hear it. It is the best thing that's ever, you know, Colorado, the way I've heard it, they wish they would have done it 20 years ago. Because the revenue they're generating, the crime is down, the violence is down from people shooting each other over bad pot deals and stuff. But the only problem you're going to have is, well, yeah, I can use marijuana. I have, because I'm legally allowed to use it in all 50, every state that has medical marijuana, I'm legally covered under my muscle disease. And just so that you know, I would give anything to not have. This is not something it's not like, okay, yes, thank God, now I can smoke pot. Thank you, muscle disease. It's not how it works. It's not. Because I remember I got into it with a guy at work. He goes, man, can I have your placard? I'm like, sure, you take my muscle disease. He goes, screw that crap. I'm like, you just don't get it, do you? You just think that it's a fun thing that I get to park really close. Ooh, wow. There's times where here's the handicap spots way over here near the ramp, but here's the front door way over there. And I can park closer to the door without using the handicap spot. I'm not even going to talk about it, but as I move on, Donald Trump has said on more than one occasion before even being president or running for president that he thinks that it should be what he's going to marijuana. If Trump's, since he's been elected, I believe marijuana is going to be like alcohol in this country, where alcohol is technically illegal. It's up to the states whether they want to make it legal. So if Indiana doesn't want to have alcohol legal, they can ban it. They can say, that's why you have dry counties in certain states. Yeah, because it's on a state-by-state, county-by-county basis. It's technically not legal. It's up to the states whether they want to legalize it or not. And that's what Trump said. So you, and the problem you're going to have, I see with that, is they need to come up with something. Because, okay, let's say I'm from California. You can't leave the state with it. It may be legal in California, but if you have a medical card and that's what you use for your medicine, if Indiana makes cannabis legal for medical use or whatever, I'm never going to be able to leave the state. I might be able to go to Illinois because it's medically legal, and since they recognize it, I might be able to get away with it, or Michigan. But other than that, because right now, if you're in Colorado, you can't leave with it. So if you've got a medical thing and you've got it on you, like a cream or a tincture or whatever, you can't leave with it. You can't take it with you because you're going to violate law. And a lot of jobs will say, well, okay, well, if we piss test you and you test positive for marijuana, we have to fire you. Okay, I'm using, it doesn't matter whether it's for prescription or not. There's a Walmart employee of the year, tested positive for marijuana, even though he's on a medical program through Michigan. He was fired and he's suing. He goes, I'm only using it as medically prescribed. For some reason, you can have morphine, but you can't have marijuana. But then again, I've taken Percocet and it didn't do anything. And I guess you can't legally drive in Indiana on Percocet. So if you're prescribed it, you can't drive. You can't work. So I guess if I ever got to the point where I needed to take Percocet, I guess I would be disabled, because at least in Indiana, you cannot work or drive on it. If you test positive while you're driving, you will get arrested. Because it's basically like being on heroin. But it did nothing to me. I don't get it, but you know, I didn't think Arizona, the way they're, you know, going after Colorado and trying to get them to stop the legalization. I think it's only a matter of time before it just starts to snowball in a bunch of states. I mean, I think you'll have states that will always be no cannabis, like Indiana and Arizona, but I think a lot of states, it'll be legal. Excuse me. But one of those things, I see hope, though. They just need to wake up and realize that, just like you use a prescription, I'm going to sit there on my day off and let me try this dose and see what it does. Let me see how it affects me. Let me see how I feel. Okay, well, I'm like a cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Well, I'm going to have to adjust the dose because I couldn't do anything on it. Just like you do a prescription. You try it and you see how you feel on it. Can you drive on it? Can you operate machinery? Can you do stuff? Most people on a cannabis and a dose that would help them, they could function 100%. But I think a revolution's coming, you know, and course, Snoop Dogg's trying to find a place in Canada to live because Trump got elected. And, you know, I'm thinking about starting a moving company because I'll be in business for 4 years. I'll make tons of money moving all these retards that I got to move to Canada.
Why not Mexico?
Yeah, why not Mexico? Are you racist against our Mexican brothers? I mean, I love Mexicans. Praise them. I love them. They're hard workers because they know what it's like to be in a country where you get $5 an hour if you're lucky. And that's a high paying job. That's like working at Audi. Like when Audi put a plant down there instead of America, they said, why would we pay $36 an hour when we can pay $5 or $6 to do the same job? I want to see a family try to live on $4 or $5 an hour in America. You couldn't do it. And they're hard workers. So I'm sorry. I want to apologize to Mexico that all these liberals are not going down to your wonderful nation. And they're going up to Canada because they hate you because they're racist against Mexicans. I'm sorry. I apologize for that because, you know, that's just wrong. But don't worry, folks. As soon as Trump gets elected, day one, he's going to nuke Canada because they hate us. And I'll tell you why they hate us. Because they took we took their wonderful golden flaky French croissant and we turned it into a croissant sandwich. They hate us. So that's the first place Donald Trump's going to bomb. Because, see, he's going to take the nukes and he's going to use every one of them. He's going to bomb everyone. The world's not going to exist. He's not going to live. That's what they think. I'm just telling you what liberals are thinking. But hey, don't worry. Kim Jong-un was thanking Hillary Clinton because now he knows when they give the command to fire a nuke, how long they have before they set it off. He knows classified information. But I'll tell you what. I have the greatest wife in the world, and I have some of the best friends in the world. But I've also lost people who I thought were some of the greatest friends in the world. I've lost probably 5 or 6 because of my belief. I have one that thinks I'm a KKK supporting, Aryan Brotherhood supporting, and hating person. I have to hate blacks. I have to support the KKK because I disagree with Barack Obama and his policies. Because 65% of this nation disagreed with Obamacare and they still shoved it down our throats. Because I disagree with him. No, I didn't lose a friend. If someone's gonna be like that, that's their loss, not my loss. If someone's gonna get their diapers in a wad because they can't handle the fact that Trump won, because the majority of Americans wanted him as president because they're tired of a corrupt nation, they're tired of liberals that are crying and whining every time someone offends them. Because they need to grow a pair. They need to grow a pair. Don't worry, folks. We're going to hand. Don't worry there. What was that? Oh, what was that episode on South Park where they had the insecurity? This is insecurity. We're coming by with blankets and cocoa. I just want to go to college campuses. Hello, ma'am. I'm here from insecurity. I got a blanket and some cocoa. And I got some crayons and some Play-Doh because Donald Trump started a movement that even if Hillary got elected, will not die. Because we don't want to lose our freedoms. We don't want to lose the very country our forefathers and our ancestors and people before us died to protect. Donald Trump won because the Constitution is not subject to government regulation. The Constitution was designed to get the government out of our lives. We never protested Donald Trump. I'm just kidding. See if the liberals got that. We didn't protest a person. They're protesting Donald Trump. We didn't protest Barack Obama. We gave him the chance. We didn't sit there and go out in the street by the tens of thousands and whine and cry and piss and moan because Mitt Romney didn't get elected or John McCain didn't get elected. We gave him a chance. We protested in Washington, D.C., peacefully protested the fact that they were trying to shove a tax down our throat that 65% of this nation didn't want. We weren't looting. We weren't protesting and robbing and pillaging and destroying property. We were protesting on the lawn at the Memorial Mall because of what the government was trying to do to us. Peacefully protesting because we disagreed with a policy, not a person. There's a difference, and we weren't putting out ads offering to pay people. Donald Trump's great. He's not even president, and people are getting jobs to protest him. Movers are making millions of dollars moving all these people to Canada. He's getting the economy moving in the right direction, and he's not even the president yet. This is great. Just saying. It's pathetic. It's sad. We're fed up with this nation where they try to find anything to demonize as offensive. Illegal immigrants is offensive. Washington Redskins is offensive. Trump winning is offensive. Yeah, I'm offended because you, whoops, you said that word. What, you mean offended? No, don't say that, I'm offended. Oh, dang it, I said it too. And I guess that's why we're fed up. I want to see you get away with this in Canada. I want to see you move to Canada, and when the prime minister gets elected that you don't like, I want to see you cry and piss and wout and moan and walk out of school, walk out of your job. I want to see what they do. Okay, folks, if you're going to protest the prime minister, okay, yeah, well, you come back in from protesting. What are you doing here? You're fired. We got a replacement. And if they protest, it'd probably be on the day off or something. Because they've done that in France. I've been there when they tried to ban like smoking in bars and everything, and they were protesting it. And you know, the Prime Minister of France, Nicolas Sarkozy at the time, was like, no, we're not backing down on this. Smoking is dangerous to your health, and not only are you damaging yourself, but you're damaging other people and costing us millions of dollars. No, if you want to smoke, fine, but you're not doing it in the bar. And they banned it. But they peacefully protested. They marched with signs and peacefully protested and said, this is what we want. They didn't damage anything. They didn't tear anything up. And, of course, I got like a flyer trying to get me to back it. But, you know, they did it very peacefully. But it was very organized. It wasn't like, okay, crap, Clinton lost. Let's go. You know, this was. And I don't get the protesting anyways, because it's not like we're gonna instantly make Clinton president. You know, when we were protesting the Affordable Care Act, We were trying to change something. We were trying to change a law. And I would hate to know what the liberal media would say if we protested Trump becoming president. Oh, look at all these anti-black racists. They would eat us up for breakfast. But heck, I bet you at MSNBC they're getting blankets and cocoa. Yep. Well, when you have election machines switching votes from Trump to Clinton, and you had staffers that were videotaped admitting that they were taking ballots and tearing them up, well, you know, for don't try to do a lot all at once, you know, try to do it a little at a time. You don't want to make it obvious what you're doing, you know, and guess what? She still lost. I think that's what they're all PO'd about. Because they did everything they could to rig the elections and they still lost. Now I'm going to move on to some fun. The English Premier League. Holy cow. Just when you're about ready to want to hang Jose Mourinho, United beats Swansea City 3-1. And we're now sixth in the table with 18 points. Liverpool has now gone into first at 26 points, with Chelsea in second with 25 points. You have Man City at 24 points, tied with Arsenal in fourth with 24 points. Tottenham Hotspurs have 21. Man United has 18 and Everton has 16. Watford has 15. Burnley has 14 and Southampton has 13. And that's the top 10. Well, in 11th also, you got West Bromwich Albion. The surprise for me was how Arsenal drew 1-1 with Tottenham Hotspurs. You know, I thought the way Austin Wenger and Arsenal have been playing all season, I thought this might be a year for them. They just looked incredible, and they just when they just couldn't really do much. I mean, it was just like crazy. You know, but Man United looked very, very good. They just looked impressive. And I don't know. I hope this continues, but I still see a lot of like uncertainty. Like they don't know where they're at right now. And it just makes you wonder, you know, where are they at? And it just, I don't know. I just see a lot of teams in the Premier League. I see a lot of uncertainty, you know. Because I thought Liverpool was doing okay, but not that great. And now they're first place in Arsenal. I thought was doing very, very good. Now they're kind of going backwards a little bit. So I think probably the most consistent team is probably Chelsea. Second with Man City. They've been consistently game after game. But, I mean, I think it's going to be a great, great season, you know, as it progresses. I think just like Louis van Gaal, I think Mourinho is going to really have to step up the game. I mean, if they don't, they're probably going to have to win the next couple games or else I think he still might be in jeopardy of them saying bye-bye. I think it's a good possibility. My wife's like, you know, if I won't be crying if Mourinho leaves. I'm like, I wouldn't either. But then I just want to see, I don't know. I want to see some results. And I want to see some results. And it was, I kind of felt like, sometimes I feel like they have a great game, but the shots that they get, the goalie's just on top of it. Like any other day, they might have had two goals. It might have been 3-1 or 3-2, and they won. But every time you turn around, it's like, bang, stopped, bang, stopped, bang, stopped. And a little bit about motorsports, folks. What a race in Texas. You know, I'm sitting there, I'm at work, and I'm getting ready to listen to it. And next thing you know, they're like, we're going to be coming back in 1.5 hours from now at about 3:30 Eastern time. And we're going to give you an update. Right now, we're at Texas Motor Speedway, and it's on a rain delay right now. So to our affiliates across the nation, we're going to come back at 3:30 Eastern Standard Time with an update. From PRN, you know, whatever, you know, or MRN, the Motorsports Network. And by the time I get home, the race had, I was able to watch 90% of it until the race was like rain delayed. And at the very end, they got about 90 seconds left, but they almost get the race complete with about 60 laps. And they said, rain's coming, rain's coming. And of course, Carl Edwards won. They asked him to do his backflip and nope. And safely, because of the rain, he ain't going to do it because he don't want to fall and get hurt. But it was great. It was a good race. I just would love to have seen the rain hold off long enough to. But they had gone the way that they just, I mean, it would have been like probably, I don't know if they would have gotten the track driving. If they would, it would have been like 4 hours probably. So they just called it. And what's on my mind right now is the fact that Jimmy Johnson could be one of many people to get an actual seventh championship and tie with Senior and Richard Petty. My favorite driver. Jimmy Johnson. Okay, whatever. Anyways, I mean, I'd be excited. I mean, it'd be historic to have three people do that. And with a firm alliance and the pledge to each other lives or fortunes and our sacred honors. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.